From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we've got 80 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Nift. If you're just checking in from the Keystone CPA studios, thanks for joining us here on the KKFT News at Noon. Our top local stories this hour. Well, we're learning more about why NV Energy cut power to around 70,000 customers at the height of the Novato fire, many of whom weren't even close to that blaze. Coming up, why the utility said it had to be done. The Novato fire, speaking of, fully contained, but fire risk remains high. Directly ahead, what crews are telling you on how to be ready for the next big blaze. And the matter of data centers on the way will more be built in northern Nevada. We're following this and so much more here on the KKFT News at Noon Thursday. Glad to have you with us. I'm Greg Neft. And now with more, let's say hello to Jerry.
Hello, Greg. How are you today?
Hello.
Good.
I'm hanging in there.
Good. Well, we're coming up on Father's Day this Sunday, the first day of summer, Juneteenth tomorrow. Yeah, it's a federal holiday, and we'll give you a lot of closures that you may not be aware of. We'll tell you about all the things that will be closed tomorrow. Early summer heat and fire restrictions, red flag warnings, specifically in Lake Tahoe, and wildfire risk insurance. It's one of the things that comes with the fires is some people getting kicked off or not getting a renewal on their insurance plans. Got details on that and more. Craig Swope has local sports. John Potter has a story or two. And we've got the noon news for you right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM. And our poll was, do you believe that the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding or Peace Treaty between the U.S. and Iran, will be signed by this Friday, June 19th. It was. Not a chance. 45% of you said nope, not a chance. 45% of you said yes, but the fighting won't stop. And 10% said not until later this summer. We're going to change the poll up just a little bit, and we'll probably have it done before the end of the hour. And you can vote at 991fmtalk.com. Let us know what your opinion is, or 923fmtalk. And I sit here as an extremely lucky and blessed parent of two soldiers, one that went to Afghanistan two or three times, one that went to Iraq two or three times, and knowing and also the former husband of the woman that started the Blue Star Moms Group here in Northern Nevada, served for president for 5 years, 5 years as vice president. And that is some of the comments I've heard being said by J.D. Vance and President Trump, no skin off our back if they do this or that. And I still think that out there today, there are 13 parents, perhaps mothers and fathers, but 13 parents of soldiers and their extended families, grandparents, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, that lost someone during this Iran conflict, which apparently nothing's a war anymore, conflict, war, whatever you want to call it, that are suffering and will continue to hurt for the rest of their lives for gas prices back to what they were before this or what? In the long run, if Iran never gets a nuclear bomb, maybe you could consider it worth it. We're not the ones suffering right now. But to hear comments like it's no skin off our back or it's not a big deal if the treaty is broken or something to that effect, and the billions of dollars spent to rebuild Iran, supposedly not out of our pocket, and control over another country by Iran, Lebanon, apparently they can call the shots there. I think we'll change the news poll, the Keystone CPA New News Daily poll, to a simple, was it worth it? We'll get that done before the end of the hour. It is 12:10, and back to Greg with your new news on 99.1 and 92.3.
Thank you very much there, Jerry. We've got 80 degrees right now at the airport. It's a hot one out there. And they are explaining why NV Energy says they cut power to around 70,000 customers during the height of the Novato fire. Because when they had to shut the lines down, the power company also says it had to take other transmission systems offline as well outside the fire vicinity to maintain reliable service. The juice was cut around 9:15 Tuesday night. NV Energy says they began restoration around 11:30. They had everyone was back on by early Wednesday morning. And speaking of the Novato fire, well, authorities say it's burnt out. It burned around 100 acres. It was knocked down yesterday. It is now fully contained. Fire crews add, well, this fire, yeah, it's just about over, but the threat is not.
Number one thing is to be fire aware. Most of our fires are human caused. And if we can just have people be more cognizant of how quickly a fire can spread, and to not start a fire in the first place, that would make our community that much safer.
Sparks Fire Operations Chief Derek Keller talking to Channel 8. And with the fire threat, there's also a heat threat, and that involves our furry friends. Washoe County Animal Services says dogs, they're at risk if they're left inside a parked car.
The temperatures that they checked were up to 130 degrees Fahrenheit. The officers all have infrared thermometers. They can use that as a tool to gauge the temperature inside the vehicle, or, for instance, the temperature of the surface of the ground.
Animal Services Officer Stephanie Gallup says it's not just a hot vehicle, but dogs left outside in the sun as well are also at risk.
Because it's shaded in the morning, not thinking about how that sun is going to move, potentially leaving that dog in direct sunlight later in the afternoon.
Bottom line, dogs simply cannot tolerate heat like humans. Please keep that in mind. He was busted talking to a kid outside. Now a registered sex offender is back in jail. After approaching the child in Yerington, someone saw something. They looked up the suspect, identified as 78-year-old Rolando Ramirez of Yerington, and he's a sex offender, so what that guy just did was a no-no. Police learned the kid reported the encounter to a parent, and they went to Ramirez's home. He was arrested. Data center dilemma in Churchill County. Commissioners heard from neighbors Wednesday. Many at a commissioner's workshop were against the things.
Data centers have become a concern for small town residents across the country, and hopefully Fallon and Churchill County will rethink this project. I have concerns that I believe will affect our community in a negative way. There would be a strain on public resources.
Commissioners took no action at Wednesday's workshop. FM News Talk time, it is 12:13. Now let's head right back over to Jerry.
Well, Northern Nevada recorded its first 100-degree day of 2026, prompting immediate action. The Tahoe-Truckee region instituted a ban on charcoal and wood fires ahead of the busy holiday weekend due to dry conditions and also the early snowmelt. State lawmakers revealed that homeowners are facing insurance cancellations in Northern Nevada. Insurance companies are seemingly applying California's wildfire risk models directly to Nevada properties. And if a red flag warning is issued by the National Weather Service, Reno, all outdoor flames, including gas and pellet appliances, become entirely illegal. And as one who participates somewhat regularly, don't go out into the outdoors to do any shooting. If you're going to do any shooting over the next couple of days, go to a range where it will be safe from starting a wildfire. FM News Talk time, 12:14.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Have a pair of non-injury collisions to tell you about. One of them on eastbound Interstate 80 at the USA Parkway, and the other one westbound Interstate 80 at the Vista Boulevard on-ramp. It's not affecting traffic on the freeway, but you may want to bypass Vista and go to Sparks Boulevard as an alternate route. It is 89 degrees in Sparks, 87 in Carson City, 88 in Smith Valley, 75 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's get a look at your weather.
Good to see the temperature drop just a little bit today, quite a bit for tomorrow. Mid-90s today to mid-80s tomorrow. Along the way, some thunderstorm possibilities through the region. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Spring is here, Reno, and if you're thinking about upgrading your backyard, now is the time. At Reno Outdoor Living, their delivery calendar fills up fast. From premium grills and pizza ovens to fire features, they help you get it right the first time. Don't wait until summer to wish you had started sooner. Swing by the showroom at 252 East Glendale and talk to Mike about your project. Reno Outdoor Living, where your backyard becomes the best room of the house.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
When Northern Nevada summers turn up the heat, you need a cooling system you can trust. Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has you covered. As a proud Rheem Pro partner, they install and service the most dependable, energy-efficient Rheem systems built to handle the heat. Call Elite Air Systems today for a free estimate, 292-0575. That's 292-0575. Or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
Inflation, turmoil, gas prices.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
News and talk.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
What the hell's going on here?
All things considered, what you're feeling is...
Hey, what's going on over here?
Is that dangerous?
Normal. The only treatment is a daily dose of news, talk, and truth.
See what happened?
You've been prescribed...
99.1 FM News Talk.
Side effects may vary.
Ready for your first job, a career change, or looking to get back into the workforce? Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses.
Would you like to work in the firearms industry? G-Force Arms is seeking an assembly warehouse worker to join their team. Benefits include a 401k 6% match, dental insurance, employee discount, flexible schedule, health insurance, PTO, vision insurance, and more. Check out the post by G-Force Arms in Reno at HireMeNevada.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
AKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
Claims of widespread sexual abuse in Nevada's juvenile facilities. I'm John Potter for the new news. 96 sexual assaults in area detention and correctional centers for children. That's what's claimed in a new federal lawsuit. It details alleged assaults on minors by corrections staff. It names people in charge in both county and state agencies who the suit says failed to act. Douglas County employees were named, but the Nevada Independent says the county did not respond to requests for comment. The lawsuit says the alleged abuse from 2001 through 2024 was, quote, not a matter of isolated misconduct, but rather systemic failure. It claims facility staff concealed abuse by falsifying records, tampered with surveillance, and threatened whistleblowers. The lawsuit, filed in April, is asking for a jury trial. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, 12:19. Good afternoon to you, Greg Neff, from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, the Nevada fire fully contained. NV Energy says they had no choice but to cut power to tens of thousands not impacted by the blaze because, hey, it's all interconnected. Number two, Churchill County neighbors are telling data center developers to take it elsewhere, and traffic could flow a lot easier in central Reno as the Mill Street Improvement Project wraps up. It is our top national story. Vice President J.D. Vance defending a U.S.-Iran deal to extend a ceasefire for 60 days as negotiators continue to discuss more specifics.
Vice President J.D. Vance insists the United States has all the cards when it comes to negotiating with Iran and signing of this memorandum of understanding, which President Trump did in Versailles last night. Now, the text of the MOU has been sent to Congress, and Vance said members will be receiving a briefing soon. He says the memo and any potential lifting of sanctions does not require congressional approval. When it comes to the Strait of Hormuz, the memorandum says it will be opened immediately. Vice President Vance says he may be off to Switzerland this weekend to lead a team to continue negotiations, especially around the technical part of the negotiations when it comes to Iran's nuclear program.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson over at the White House. FM News Talk time. It is 12:21. Let's head back over to Jerry.
Just to be clear, there is a red flag warning, and that's issued by the National Weather Service in Reno. So all outdoor open flames, including gas and pellet appliances, become entirely illegal. Now, campgrounds, if you're going to be camping this weekend, it is a three-day weekend on U.S. Forest Service lands. Campfires are only allowed within permanent, factory-installed iron fire rings inside designated monitored campgrounds. They are banned on all open beaches, trails, and backcountry areas like Desolation Wilderness. Year-round bans include tiki torches and all fireworks, including sparklers, illegal in this area year-round. And I got a clarification on something I've been reporting that I'll give you in just a second. The Lake Tahoe Regional Fire Chiefs Association officially enacted its seasonal burn ban June 15th. Charcoal and wood ban. Charcoal and wood fires are strictly prohibited within South Lake Tahoe city limits, North Tahoe, and the Truckee Tahoe region, and that includes residential wood fire pits. Here's the clarification. Outdoor barbecues, smokers, and fire pits powered by propane, natural gas, or pellets, like those Traeger grills, those are permitted. So you can have a barbecue in Tahoe area this weekend, as long as it's, again, propane, natural gas, or pellets. Sparks police have a mystery. They responded to a call near Sierra Cids about a suspicious vehicle. And inside the vehicle, the bodies of a man and a woman and the car registered in Wyoming. That's it. A man and woman dead in a car. The car registered to Wyoming. As we get more details, we'll pass those along to you. Reno Rodeo kicked off last night and today, rolling through Reno. Road closures along McCarran, Sutro, Audi to the fairgrounds to move those cattle into place. FM News Talk time, 12:23.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
That earlier collision on eastbound Interstate 80 at USA Parkway has been cleared up. Unfortunately, we have a new one in Carson City at Highway 395 and Topsy Lane. That's a non-injury collision. We have one there on Tuesday as well. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Interstate 80, there is a non-injury collision on Vista Boulevard at the off-ramp. Just take Sparks Boulevard as an alternate route. Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It is 89 degrees in Spanish Springs, 87 in Dayton and Yerington, 75 degrees at Emerald Bay. Let's take a look at your weather.
As thunderstorms develop over the next couple of days, the outflow of wind going to produce some fire risk, and that's why we have a red flag warning starting at 1 this afternoon, going till 10 tonight. Fire weather watch for tomorrow. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Mid-90s this afternoon. Today at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
$600,000 in prize money is being offered to the Reno Rodeo this year. Top competitors may make $10,000 to $20,000 this week. By pro athlete standards, not much. Average major leaguer in baseball makes about four times that every week. Like many niche sports, rodeo competitors live the stereotypical town-to-town life. Last year, only one PRCA member earned over $1 million, Caleb Driggers. And unless you finish in the top 15 in the national finals, you may not cover all the expenses for the year. It's for the love of the game. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And if you are just checking in here, as Jerry just alluded to, a bizarre story out of a Sparks Casino parking lot where two people were found dead inside a vehicle Wednesday afternoon. This went down at Sierra Sids. Police say they found the bodies of two people, a man and a woman, inside the car registered to a Wyoming address. The cause of death unclear. It's also not known how long the two had been inside the vehicle before being discovered. Well, hooray, it's done. The Mill Street Improvement Project that's caused a lot of traffic headaches in central Reno and the closure of the city's only Wiener Schnitzel is wrapped up. Officials celebrated the widening of Mill and Kitsky at a ceremony yesterday.
We're very proud of not only the outcome of this project, but the fact that it was done in a way that kept us in budget in spite of its complexity and was done on time, which is a very difficult thing.
RTC Executive Director Bill Thomas. A big data center is one step closer to breaking ground after it got a key approval in Southern Nevada. Clark County Zoning Commissioners voted to let Switch build a 57,000 square foot data center at the corner of Edmond and Warm Springs Road. Several residents spoke out in opposition. For their park commissioners and company officials say the data center will get all its electricity from renewable resources. They also said it will feature a closed loop system that recirculates water. Well, those jobs are coming to Southern Nevada. Nevada's unemployment rate dropped slightly last month, even as the labor market showed signs of stress. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped by 0.1% in May and now sits at 5.2%. The small drop in the unemployment rate comes despite the shutdown of Spirit Airlines, which eliminated hundreds of jobs. Losses in the transportation sector were offset by gains in professional and business services. Also falling, California's gas prices. Who would have thought that?
They've been gradually falling since the U.S. and Iran entered a ceasefire. Today, the average price for a gallon of regular gas is $5.64, down from $6.15 a month ago. The average is also down 16 cents in the past week. Trump formally signed a memorandum of understanding on Wednesday. It aims to end the three-month conflict with Iran and open a 60-day window for nuclear negotiations. California still has the most expensive gas in the nation, ahead of Hawaii and Washington State. I'm Daniel Martindale.
FM News Talk Election Center 2026, a high highly debated proposal to tax California's billionaires will appear on the November ballot. The plan would charge a one-time 5% tax on people with a net worth over $1 billion. The tax would apply to anyone living in California as of January 1st of this year. Billionaires would have to pay the tax in 2027, or they could choose to pay it over 5 years at a higher total amount. Most of the money raised would go to healthcare programs run by the state. Roughly 255 billionaires are in California, and experts say the tax could raise tens of billions of dollars. Critics say that amount, that's not certain, and the tax may drive the wealthy out of California, ultimately reducing state revenue. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Iran and the U.S. agreeing to a plan to end hostilities and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States would draw down troops in the region after this final peace agreement is signed.
What we're saying is that we will withdraw troops to the pre-conflict level, meaning we're not going to keep a couple of extra aircraft carrier groups over there. The Iranians don't want that. Frankly, we don't want that either.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says if President Trump wants to send money to Iran, the Democratic Party will not help.
If Trump wants to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran, then he'll need to do it with Republican votes. Because I'll tell you, Democrats certainly won't be helping Trump send $300 billion to Iran.
Yeah, this agreement includes a $300 billion reconstruction fund for Iran. The White House claims Gulf nations would be funding that. Many specifics of this deal need to be worked out, including the status of Iran's enriched uranium. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, it was heralded as the future back in 1955 when it opened at Disneyland, but it apparently is no longer acceptable. The California Air Resources Board has issued an ultimatum to the happiest place on Earth that they must retire their gas-powered cars in its Autotopia ride by February 1st of next year.
It's part of a settlement agreement the theme park reached with the California Air Resources Board, which regulates air pollution. Disneyland plans to update the attraction, which debuted in 1955 when the park opened, replacing the gas-powered cars with fully electric cars. Its other option was to totally shut the ride down. Disneyland is currently working on the design, engineering, and testing of a fully electric Autotopia ride vehicle prototype. I'm Daniel Martindale.
If you're flying between Reno and Portland on Alaska Airlines, listen up. The airline has voted to authorize a potential strike with its Horizon Commuter Division.
Union officials say workers approved the measure after months of bargaining that they contend has produced inadequate wage and benefit proposals. The union is seeking higher pay, improved benefits, and changes to workplace rules for flight attendants. Leaders say the vote doesn't automatically trigger a walkout, but it gives the union authority to call a strike if talks fail to progress. The labor dispute comes as airlines across the industry continue negotiating contracts with employee groups seeking better compensation and working conditions. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And again, if there is a strike, it would only impact Reno to Portland, not Reno to Seattle on Alaska. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain in your back, neck, or joints, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. Maybe you have already had surgery for it, or maybe you have been told you need surgery. My name is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Medical Director at the Nevada Center in Carson City. It doesn't matter what you have, degenerated or herniated disc, arthritic joints, even bone on bone, plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, elbow pain, rotator cuff tears, even interstitial cystitis. If it hurts, we can help. There is an alternative to surgery and medication. It's called prolozone. Prolozone uses the power of oxygen to heal damaged tissues. Recent advances in medicine have been showing that chronic pain sufferers have a 75% chance of becoming pain-free with prolozone. Don't suffer any longer. Contact us at the Nevada Center online at antiagingmedicine.com or call 884-3990 to learn more. That's 884-3990. Remember our name, the Nevada Center in Carson City.
FM Talk Weather.
Possibility of a stormy afternoon today and tomorrow as the weather changes from the mid-90s today to mid-80s tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday look to be very pleasant, calm days, close to 90 on Sunday. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Folks in Fallon came out in high numbers yesterday afternoon to give their opinions on data centers. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Well, it was a meeting set up by the Churchill County Commissioners dealing with a $1 million deficit in their budget that the centers might alleviate. Some residents said the centers would give a boost to the local economy, but most who spoke out were against them, citing their effects on water supplies and utility rates. A moratorium on allowing data centers in Churchill County was debated. No action was taken. Commissioners will take up the subject again at their next meeting in August. Elsewhere, Reno is 2.5 weeks into its temporary moratorium, halting permits for new data center applications. That goes through August of next year. And down south, the city of Henderson is now considering a moratorium of their own. Their city council just voted to consider a moratorium at its July 21st meeting. That would be a 180-day ban on new construction of data centers. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are higher in afternoon trading, with tech and artificial intelligence names advancing on U.S.-Iran deal hopes. In the meantime, oil prices are sliding closer to levels before the U.S.-Iran conflict began. And the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline has dropped below $4, according to AAA. And some encouraging news on the jobs front. New claims for unemployment benefits last week were down 4,000 from the previous week and declined to 226,000. And shares of Elon Musk's SpaceX are failing to take off for a second day and are down 7%. And Intel stock is surging 9% after President Trump said that Apple has agreed to work with the chipmaker to design and build chips in the U.S. And you'll be spending less for a mortgage this week, the average long-term rate falling to 6.47%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 12:37. Glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, and it's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma's checking in, as he always does around this time at 12:35 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Mike, how are you, man?
Doing great. How are you doing? Great.
I'm doing all right myself. So, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, the billionaire's tax will be on the ballot in California. Millions of people in California will get to decide how much tax 255 people actually pay. If you break down those numbers, it just doesn't sound fair. I mean, think about that for a second.
Well, you're right. It does. You're targeting, you know, one sector. You know, imagine if you said, hey, we need to pay more taxes to rich people, or poor people, rather. You know, what are you going to do?
Stand by one moment, please. We're just working out a few bugs and kinks here. So anyway, why don't you start over there, Mike?
So, Greg, all I was saying is they're targeting the selected few. And imagine if you targeted any other diverse group, especially in California, you get a lot of pushback. But rich people evidently are good fodder. They forgot that they already pay another 1% mental health services tax for those with wages over $1 million. And then last year they took out the top of the state disability insurance for wages. So basically, outside of this 5% bump, people in the great state of California are already paying about 15% tax if you're wealthy. So I think it's just going to be that the 5% tax that broke the camel's back. They're leaving the state.
Why would you stay, as a matter of fact? So let's talk a little bit about, there's a millionaire's tax now in Washington state that's in the courts right now, but that has an impact on a far broader segment of society. I mean, do you worry that, California might say, look at our neighbors to the north. Oh, we could do that too. Look at the money it'll bring in.
Of course, Greg, because it always starts with only 255 people, and then you expand the tax base. I mean, that's what they've done for every tax since it was enacted. So the people that are thinking, well, I'm not a billionaire, why do I care? eventually those tax dollars are coming to you. So it is amazing, Greg, that they're not looking at spending. Like, you know, what can we do to keep these people in? If you look at how much tax the billionaires pay, it's a lot. Yeah. So you're like, and they're, that those, you know, all the money that they're spending in that state is going to leave. Now, being from the great state of Nevada, this is a bit of a windfall because we're real close.
Certainly glad to hear. Well, you know what? What happens in California does impact Nevada. It's been that way for years. You know, I want to talk about car prices for a second. There is a new study out that's showing that many people are priced out of buying used cars. Apparently, the market is jumping because everybody says, you know what? I'm not going to buy new. I'll buy used. And all of a sudden, they can't afford used cars. What's a commuter to do, man?
Use rideshare. No, I think I think if you think about it, you know, that's an expense problem. You can fix an expense problem, Greg, with income. So, you know, buy that brand new car, then use it to Uber, and then you ride off the car and make a buck or two in the offing. It's about more income, not less expense.
Okay, but what about leasing? Everybody says, oh, leasing, yeah, you can have a new car and you don't have to pay as much for it.
Great question, Greg. So basically, the lease, the difference between the cost of that vehicle new and what the residual is when you trade it in, is called depreciation. And you figure out what the inherent interest rate on the lease, we can do this for you, and then compare it with buying. But ultimately, yeah, the lease payments are less because you're not paying down the principal balance. And it could be a good deal or a bad deal. All depends on the inherent interest rate and how much depreciation they layered in. What's fascinating is I tried to lease my Tesla. And they said, yeah, you can lease it, but there's no residual. You have to trade it in when it was done. With the benefit of hindsight, how much those prices came down, I've been far better off leasing, at least then. I'm not sure what it is now.
Yeah. And, of course, this weekend is Father's Day. I'm not sure if you've heard about this. By the way, you're a father, so happy Father's Day to you. A record $459.6 million. That's according to the National Retail Federation. That's how much is going to be spent on Father's Day. You know, it's so hard to buy for fathers, isn't it?
I saw this meme, Greg, that Father's Day is like the 20th most popular, you know, which you're like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, what do you buy, dad, dear old dad? Actually, probably the best thing you do is, you know, just don't talk to him. He'll be plenty happy enough.
Yes. It's called beer, a sofa, and a baseball game. Exactly. Mike Bosma, the principal CPA here at Keystone. Give us a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900, Keystone CPAs. I'm on with Mike. Mike, thank you very much. KKFT time, 1242.
Well, government offices, courts, and libraries across northern Nevada are adjusting operations for tomorrow, Friday, June 19th. As of, what, 2-3 years ago, it became Juneteenth? And it is a federal holiday. In the city of Reno, all administrative offices, indoor rec facilities, and indoor pools will be closed. Outdoor pools, that's Idlewild and Trainer, will remain open on their regular schedules. Washoe County, administrative offices in the 9th Street complex, all library branches and courts, including Reno, Sparks, Incline Village, and the 2nd Judicial District Courts, are closed tomorrow. As far as federal and financial, the USPS, that's the post office, will not deliver mail. Major banks, the New York Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ are closed tomorrow. And public services, regional animal services shelter offices are closed, but field operations remain active. Emergency services and non-emergency dispatch will operate as per normal. Douglas County Board of Commissioners considering the formation of a stormwater utility task force at its meeting earlier today. Discussion regarding the creation of a stormwater utility task force to assist the county manager and the Board of County Commissioners. County staff has recommended a 9-member task force consisting of just three to five residential property owners, one agricultural producer or ditch committee representative, two business, commercial, industrial representatives, and one builder. The meeting started at 10 a.m. The details on the meeting and what was done will come later today. Craig, do you have that? We'll get to that in just 1 second. Look for a post on X later today. You can follow us on X and join the conversation at 991 FM Talk. A post about Chuck U. Muth and TDS, Flippo Derangement. It'll be up just after the show finishes today, and we got some comments from Davron from Lake Tahoe.
Seems to me the Trump administration is trying courageously to bring the militarily defeated Iran and the Middle East into cooperation in the national scene. And the conservatives that I can hear are all trying to derail it. No wonder the damn the conservatives lost the Civil War.
Conservatives lost the Civil War. Not following that too closely or not quite getting the point on that. But, Davron, we're all armchairing it right now. And I come from the perspective of a parent of two soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and thinking about the parents of the 13 that were lost on this. And credit to Trump for doing what he has done. The end result will come at a later date, and it will take some time and patience to find out exactly what that end result is. And hopefully it's not just lower gas prices or to return gas prices to what they were before this whole conflict started. FM News Talk Time, 1246.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have an injury collision working northbound 395 at Golden Valley, right there at the exit. There isn't much of an emergency lane in that area, so traffic is already backing up on your way into the North Valleys. Down in Carson City, Highway 395 at Topsy Lane, right there in front of the Jiffy Loop, there's another non-injury collision slowing you down. Discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Are you ready to be treated like you were number one? Choose Pro One. Corner of Millline Terminal in Reno. It's 90 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Minden and Wellington, 75 degrees in Klein Village. Let's take a look at your weather.
Good to see the temperature drop just a little bit today, quite a bit for tomorrow. Mid-90s today to mid-80s tomorrow. Along the way, some thunderstorm possibilities through the region. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Badge Axe fireworks from firecrackers and Roman candles all the way up to the big ones you see exploding high in the sky. You can light them off legally over the 4th at Shores, Nevada. Get the best bang for your bucks at Badge Axe fireworks. South of Fallon on Highway 95 in Shores, Nevada. Badge Axe, your best fireworks.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:50 as we continue right along this Thursday afternoon. Very glad to have you with us here. Well, the Obama Presidential Center is celebrating its grand opening in Chicago. It was this morning that former President Obama spoke along with former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Democracy can be frustrating. It can be slow. It can be inefficient. More than anything, I hope this center will serve as an affirmation of just how special, how precious our democracy truly is.
Former presidents, including Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Joe Biden, were all in attendance. For whatever it's worth, screen time is dominating the dinner table. A new study published in a medical journal shows 77% of parents and 68% of children use those blasted screens during their last family meal. Experts say this has a negative impact on health because studies show families who regularly eat together without screens have children with better diets and lower risk of substance abuse and overall better health. The survey involved 357 parents who had at least one child between the ages of 4 and 10. Put down those screens. M&M's is going full breakfast mode, releasing a new limited edition flavor.
The company just dropped a limited edition banana nut bread M&M, blending that cozy banana bread flavor with milk, chocolate, and a crunchy peanut. USA Today is saying it comes in 9-ounce sharing bags, and you can only snag them at Kroger and Kroger-affiliated stores while supplies last. They really do taste like banana bread, but there's no actual banana involved. I'm Monica Nelson.
And so that means they're only available at Smith's. I would probably not like them. FM News Talk Time, 12:52.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Aces lost again last night, 9-6 in El Paso. A.J. Vukovic went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs for Reno. News this week that Vegas was changing coaches after a run to the Stanley Cup Finals. A bit of a surprise, but Ryan Craig, the new coach, apparently has been for some time the future coach of the Golden Knights. Craig's been an assistant for Vegas from the beginning and for the last 2 years, coaching in Henderson in the AHL. The 4-week summer workout season for college basketball began this week for the Nevada Wolfpack. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? 5? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Kick off summer and celebrate Father's Day weekend at the annual Main Street Car Show in Yarrington. This year is bigger and better than last year. Join the fun in front of Deanie's Lucky Club. Classic car entries, food vendors, entertainment, and crafts all day. Show and Shine starts at 10 on Saturday. Bring the whole family to the Yarrington Main Street Car Show. Father's Day weekend on Main Street, downtown Yarrington.
The new 99.1 FM Talk app is here, and it does it all. Wake up to 99.1 with the built-in alarm. Tap the menu for podcasts, use the timer, message or email us with the speech bubble, connect on Facebook and X, tap the microphone and send us a shout out, and link straight to 991fmtalk.com. It's talk radio everywhere you go. Download the brand new 99.1 FM Talk app. It's free.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
Weather. Possibility of a stormy afternoon today and tomorrow as the weather changes from the mid-90s today to mid-80s tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday look to be very pleasant, calm days, close to 90 on Sunday. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:57 right here at FM News Talk. And word is, it's Alzheimer's Awareness Month. There's plenty of things people can do to protect their brain health.
Go for a fast walk. That's all you got to do. You can still have a conversation with a friend. You don't have to like push yourself too much. That can actually really help move things. You are what you eat when it comes to brain health also. Blueberries and strawberries instead of a yucky dessert. Fatty fish, wild salmon a couple times a week.
And that's neurologist Dr. Richard Isaacson.
Getting regular dental cleaning, seeing a dentist on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The inflammation, the gunk that builds up here, goes right to the brain and fast forwards brain aging.
So brush those teeth. FM News Talk time, 12:57.
Well, I was going to mention that, Greg, that it was Alzheimer's Month, but I forgot. Highway 50 road work is going to continue through the summer, but at State Line, there will be a two-week break from the 4th of July through the Celebrity Golf Tournament, and they will take a break for this weekend as well through Sunday night. And lots of events going on. Father's Day, Juneteenth. And the return of the Reno Rodeo makes for a busy weekend, outdoor events and everything. Hope you have fun, be safe, take us with you and get the app and keep up on all breaking news throughout the weekend, especially those fire watch updates. And sidetrack here, healthcare saw major news in the area. Community Health Alliance opened up its expanded Neal Road Health Center, and both Kaiser Permanente and Renown Health filed building permits for new outpatient facilities in the Reno area. That's about it for today's new news. We will be here tomorrow on June 19th. Are you here tomorrow, Greg? I forgot.
No, I am not here. I'm actually on vacation.
Well, okay. Well, you enjoy your vacation and have a great weekend, and we'll check back in with you on Monday. See how it went. And see, again, want to remind you, with all the fire alerts, red flag warning, etc., get the app. It will help keep you safe. You can get it free at the App Store, the 99.1 or the 92.3 FM News Talk app. Have a great one, Greg, and we'll see you on Monday.
If you ever feel like you are not enough, I'm gonna break all your mirrors. I wanna be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.